Welcome to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, ladies and gentlemen. Today, proud to come to you from the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, as we culminate, or this is the culmination of the live broadcast, anyway, of the Merry Mission Christmas, the 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, or as we like to say, also Christmas. And this is being presented by Thompson Jewelers, and also, of course, by the Great Salem Media Group folks, and we're so proud to be here. And thank you so very much for tuning in to us tonight. That's right, folks. We are coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, and also on a handful of other stations. So wherever you're listening, once again, we really do appreciate you listening. And we really do appreciate you helping us make this Merry Mission Christmas Radiothon a huge success. And it's off to a great start, but we really want to, you know, have like a really crescendo here at the end of things. So please do help us make that happen. And we'll tell you how to do that. Of course, we've been telling you for the last 2 weeks. And also, I want to remind you, this goes through Sunday. So we'll be reminding you again Sunday evening during our show. But in the meantime, please don't wait. Don't hesitate. Make those donations now. Let me introduce everybody here, and then I'll go through some more of the business about what we're all about here tonight. So I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, and along with Pierce Outlaw of Patriot Home Funding. And after all, it still is a Patriot Home Funding Friday, right, Pierce?
That's right. Hello to all you irredeemable deplorables.
And, of course, Pierce is in the business of getting people into homes. So we'll be talking about that throughout the show today as well. And we also have with us today the Director of Development here at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, and that's Tamika Geis. Pleased to meet you, Tamika. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. We're very excited, and it's bittersweet to end on this note, but I'm grateful that we're able to do it here at the mission.
Well, I'm sure we'll be going to be doing more of these things, so you just don't be too bittersweet about it, all right? But I understand the feeling. It's always that sort of melancholy thing when
Absolutely.
A fun thing wraps up, right?
Absolutely.
And we also have with us today Victor Bertil, who's a guest here today with his family. Hey, Victor, how you doing today?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. And as I said, it's an honor for us to be here, and because this has been such a huge staple of our community, helping to hold our community together for 70 years. They've been doing this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
it's a very long time.
It's really powerful and amazing what they do here. And Tamika, once again, this organization is a nonprofit, faith-based organization,
yes.
And it really does work.
Absolutely. We've been in existence, as you mentioned, for 70 years, and the Orlando Union Rescue Mission was founded by a group of businessmen. And they saw the need out in the community, and so they extended themselves to do something about it. And we've been in existence ever since. We have a men's home, and we also have a family home where we're broadcasting from. Our men's home has 120 beds, and our family home here has about 192 beds. And we're able to accommodate at our family home single mothers, single fathers, single women, and intact families. And just ensuring that they stay together, we know that the most important component of family and being successful in transitioning out of the mission is when they come in to keep them together. Before God created the church, he created the family. And we know that. So, and it's important to him. It should be important to us. So just maintaining that level of dignity for our guests that come in, treating them as people and not as case numbers, and just making sure that we expand and extend the love of Christ to them. So when they leave the mission, they're better equipped to handle what they're going to face when they leave.
Okay. So the whole purpose of this, folks, is obviously to raise money to help the folks here. And also, if you've got some toys, some new unwrapped toys that you'd like to bring by, of course, that would be a big help as well. But mainly right now, we'd like you to make donations. And you can do that by calling 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. You can also make online donations by going to MerryMissionChristmas.com. That's MerryMissionChristmas.com. If you'd like to do it via text, you can do that by texting O-U-R-M to 41444. That's O-U-R-M to 41444. And our friend Randy Ross still has it on his Facebook page, a link as well. So if you're a friend of Randy Ross or would like to visit his page, you can make a donation there as well. Wherever you make the donation, though, it's going to end up right here and it's going to make a big impact. And that's what this is all about, and that's what we're trying to do. So please help us do that. And once again, this has been successful, very successful so far, but that doesn't mean it can't be even more successful. Let's make this a huge success. Victor, how long have you been staying here?
It's been 6 months now.
6 months?
Yes, sir.
How do you like it?
I love it. It's been a relief since I've been here.
A relief? How so?
It's been a rough road, like, from just living. Like, when I wasn't living here, it's been rough, like, moving house to house, like basically couch hopping, like.
How long have you and your wife been married?
Oh, 7 years. No, we've been together 7 years. We've been married 2 years.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And do you have any children?
Yeah, three kids.
Three children who are here with you?
Yes, sir.
Boys and girls? Or?
I have a set of twins and 1 4-year-old daughter.
Twins? You're so blessed. What are their names?
My daughter name is Kehlani, and my the twins, one is Keli and the other is KV.
So this has been a much more stable environment for you.
Yes.
And I guess you feel pretty blessed about that, right?
Yes, I do.
How did you find out about it?
Well, we was we were house hopping, but it was to the last nitty gritty. And my wife was like, we were trying to find out like what we was gonna do. When she called 411, and I guess they referred us to here to the rescue mission.
Good.
And ever since then, it's like. It's been a relief since I've been here.
And it's made it a bit easier for you to keep your family together.
Yes.
And begin the process of getting back on your feet.
Yeah, even having a job, because it was hard for me when I like try to work and have a job and not knowing I'm going nowhere when I get off work. So it was like this place helped out a lot.
Pierce, let me ask you. He's going to want to buy a home, right? Aren't you, Victor?
Yes.
At some point, going to want to buy a home?
Yes.
What can he do to put himself in that position?
The biggest thing he can do is stable employment, pay your bills on time. Obviously, what debt you do have, if you are going to carry debt, I would recommend being debt-free and live under your means. Save money. Always save money. Pay yourself first, at least 10 to 15% of whatever God blesses you with. Pay yourself so that when you do have the opportunity to buy a house, you are prepared, and that payment shock, as we call it in the industry, doesn't wreck your budget and your household finances.
Now, will having been in the mission here hurt him?
No.
So he can make plans for that right now?
Absolutely. Most of the time, we don't have to verify rental history if you have other satisfactory credit history, which could be charge cards, a car loan somewhere down the line. The only time we have to verify rental history is when there is no other satisfactory credit. Then we're looking at rental history, utilities, insurance, your cell phone bill. It could be even a health club membership. Underwriters will accept that. So the fact that he may not be paying rent and staying here is not a negative factor whatsoever. Actually, it's a positive factor because it builds a foundation that will keep their family together. He can set himself up in a budget, save money, become debt-free, and it sets him in a positive path towards the American dream.
That's the whole thing, Victor. By holding your family together and working hard to get yourself back on your feet, there's help for you, and you found it here.
Yes.
And there'll be help more along the way. And people really want to see families stay together and succeed.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. This afternoon I had a closing, and the daughter of my buyer, who was also on title, is a juvenile probation officer in this area, in this neighborhood that we're in right now. And I asked her, because I was coming here this afternoon, you know, that the kids that enter the system that she has to deal with, what is the one thing that drives them into the system? Is it just because they're born mean, they're hard-headed, or is it because of broken families? And she said, overwhelming, it's broken families, that the kids do not have a direction and a moral compass in their life, that they reach a crossroads so many times, and that crossroads, they can either go into a life of gangs, crime, or being on the streets. There's a lot of human trafficking with kids in this area, and that's a definite danger, particularly for females. Or they can go towards faith-based places like this. They can go to the Boys Club and Girls Club, or into the faith-based community, churches, and also sports. But they all reach that crossroads. And in the case of Victor, he's got his family here. So when they reach that crossroads, they're going to have this foundation which to build upon, and that's going to greatly reduce those kids' risk in life.
And, of course, having a great role model as a father, Victor, you know, that's a big plus, too. And that's why it's so important, you know, that you've held your family together through thick and thin. Right, Tamika?
Absolutely. And Victor said something I really wanted to hone in on. I mean, he talked about, you know, it was a relief. And we're grateful that he considered it as a relief, but we truly are looking for transformation. When our guests enter the mission, the one thing that we want to take and ease off of them is the burden of feeling like they have to pay for anything. Because we are privately funding, we do not receive any government funding whatsoever. We rely heavily on the community, and they've showed out in abundant ways to help us ensure that the people that arrive here don't have the burden of having to pay while they stay. And so we also supply them with free food, free meals, free shelter, and free clothing. And so while they're at the mission, we don't want to just focus on the Band-Aids, which is food, clothing, and housing. We want to, I always use the analogy, we're more like Neosporin. We want to heal them,
right,
make them whole, and give them the life skills necessary so when they leave the mission, they're better equipped and they can take care of their families for themselves.
Is that what's happening in your life, Victor?
Yes, it is.
and it makes it possible for families like Victor and his wife and to save money, right?
Absolutely. We have what we call a work program. Our guests just don't come in and stay and sleep all day. They have to get up and work. You know yourself, faith without works is dead, right?
Right.
So if they're a part of the work program, if they're employed, we take 75% of their paycheck and it's placed into a savings account. When they get ready to leave the mission, all of that money is given back to them. We don't keep a dime of that money. That money is saved so it could be for first and last month's rent or a down payment for a new home, Pierce. And so the last thing we want them to worry about is when they leave the mission, okay, now I have to spend the money that I've saved on essentials, on furniture, on pots, pans, and dishes. We have a bargain store, and our graduates that leave the program, they can go to the bargain store and shop, and they get their essentials, the mattresses, the beds for their children, the dressers, the pots, pans, and the dishes, just to give them a jump start on their new life.
And this doesn't happen all by itself, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it doesn't.
It takes great help.
takes a village.
Right, by great help from folks like you out there. And we really do appreciate how you've come forward already this week, but let's continue and make this an even bigger success. We're here live today at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission for the Merry Mission Christmas 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon. This is once again being presented by Thompson Jewelers. You can make a donation right now at 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800, or go to MerryMissionChristmas.com. That's MerryMissionChristmas.com. And don't forget, you can visit Randy Ross's Facebook page and make a donation there. We want to thank all of you, friends of Randy Ross, who have made donations. That's very generous of you as well. By the way, a $45 donation will feed a person for that 12 days of Christmas. A $179 donation will feed a family of four for that 12 days of Christmas. So, but you can make a donation of any amount. It's up to you. Once again, we're leaving it up to you. We're asking you to come through. And once again, please help us make this Merry Mission Christmas, the 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, a huge success. And as I said, we're over here at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. It does have the feeling of a home away from home. Kids are coming in and out the door and running around and doing the stuff that you'd be, you know, having them doing at home. So, they really do succeed here, folks, but they can't do it all by themselves. They need us. They need us to help them out. Okay, so we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Tamika and Victor, and hopefully in the meantime, you're going to be wearing your fingers out making that phone call and make a donation. So please stick around for the American Adversaries live from the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, coming right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
You still have slowdowns on I-4 starting in Longwood at 434 and past downtown Orlando, and clears up after the Millennia area. The 408 east and westbound seem to be fairly clear, with the exception of a little bit of a delay westbound on the 408, but that clears up right after the 441 as well, right around the Camping World Stadium. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4, and then it continues slow and go until about Pine Hills. And the 408 east and westbound ramps are both congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Merry Mission Christmas traffic update.
At the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, although they provide basic needs like food, shelter, and clothing, their primary focus is on providing long-term solutions, job training, education, to break the cycle of homelessness. Won't you help? Join in this effort with our Merry Mission Christmas 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, presented by Thompson Jewelers. Call now, 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. Or simply go online to merrymissionchristmas.com. Your $45 gift will provide meals for a homeless person for the 12 Days of Christmas at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. For just $179, you'll feed a family of four. Any amount makes a difference right now in Central Florida. 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. Or online at merrymissionchristmas.com. Let's all make it a Merry Mission Christmas with our 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, presented by Thompson Jewelers, Orlando St. Cloud, to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Won't you make your donation today?
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries, coming to you live once again on this Patriot Home Funding Friday from the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And once again, we're speaking today with Tamika Geis. She's the Director of Development here at the Rescue Mission, and Victor Vertiel, who's a resident here. Hi there. What's your name? Huh? Come here. Come here a second. No, I'm serious.
Come on. We're going to make you famous.
Come here next.
I promise you he won't bite.
Stand here next
She's
to
so
Tamika.
Pretty. Come on, sweetie.
Come on. Just say hello.
Right. Shy.
Stand here next to Tamika.
Do you feel better if your brother were standing next to you?
Oh, is this your brother?
Yeah, that's her brother.
Okay. All right. So just, what's your name?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah? Oh, that's a pretty name. What's your name, buddy?
Andrew.
Andrew and Aaliyah. What grade are you in? Fifth and sixth grade. Okay.
It was the hardest 4 years of my life.
You get what he's saying? He said he failed twice. Are you guys having fun at school? You doing good at school?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So what you going to get for Christmas? Oh. Oh, you've been good? I think I saw you in Santa's book on the good side. All right. Thanks for coming by and saying hello. Victor, how old are your children?
The twins are 2, and my daughter is 4.
Okay, so they're not quite in school yet, huh?
Nah. My daughter, she's in VPK right now.
What's VPK?
Like pre-K.
Oh, I got you. And how's it been, your relationship with your children? I mean, you're able to spend more time with them now, I guess, right?
Yes,
since you're not couch hopping, you said?
Yes, quality time, like every time I come to the room, they're there. I don't have to stress like that. Like, it's just been, like, well, I ain't gonna say it's been, well, give me a second. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
I know Victor's twins, they are actually in our early learning center. Yeah. While Victor and Carla are out and about, either in school or working or on discipleship.
Yeah.
The twins are actually in our early learning center that's in our family life center. And our early learning center is for our kids that are 0 to 5. And so while mom and dad are getting their lives back in order, they have a place, a safe and secure and loving environment for their children to go into. Yeah. And so our early learning center is equipped for kids 0 to 5. Right now we have about 23 children. So anytime you want to come and volunteer and help take care of these babies, we would certainly appreciate it.
Okay.
But our early learning center, we do have staff there, but we also have guests that are not employed currently, but they're looking for experience and gaining experience in early childhood. They can work in the child care center. They're not just there babysitting. These kids are actually learning, and I'm sure Victor can attest that his boys may come and they may know now their colors, their shapes, their numbers, yeah. But also biblical scripture. So that foundation is set. When they get ready to leave the mission from the early learning center and they get ready to go into kindergarten, they are kindergarten ready for school. And that's one of the important components we know that we look forward to, that the parents are going to need, because there's enough stress on them. So alleviating that stress of, now I have to teach my kids their colors and shapes and numbers, we equip the kids and we help the parents prepare them for school.
Ladies and gentlemen, if your neighbor got sick and couldn't, say, cook or help themselves, and it's a good friend of yours, wouldn't you go over and help them out?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what you do here.
You're so sweet.
Victor is our neighbor.
He is.
Right? And it's up to us to help him out. And, you know, it's sort of like bringing him a bowl of soup. And you know what? He's going to do it himself when he gets on his feet. And this is what, you know, being good citizenship, being good stewards, being good Christians
right.
is all about.
Absolutely.
Because it's all about what goes around comes around. And God's watching. And God's, you know, watching Victor, but he's also watching us.
He is.
Right? And seeing how we all react to this situation. That's why he creates these situations. It's sort of a test for us
yep.
in a way. And we can either pass the test and not have to go through it again, or we can fail it and have to repeat it.
Absolutely.
So, folks, you can help us pass this test by making a donation today. Call 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. Or please go to MerryMissionChristmas.com. That's MerryMissionChristmas.com. Or text O-U-R-M to 41444. That's O-U-R-M, 41444. Or visit Randy Ross on Facebook. You got a multitude of ways to make a donation, folks. So please help us out. And it doesn't matter the amount. All that matters is that you do it. And if it hurts when you do it, believe me, God's going to see it and he's going to remember it. Okay? So I'm not saying give until it hurts. I'm just saying we can all give a little bit. Okay? So once again, we're here live at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission for the Merry Mission Christmas 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon. Please help us and Thompson Jewelers make this a big success. We will be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The man accused of driving into a crowd of counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia back in August. He's now charged with first-degree murder. James Alex Fields appeared in court for a hearing. Prosecutors allege that he rammed his vehicle into a crowd protesting. One woman was killed, several others injured. President Trump is calling for the death penalty for anyone convicted of killing a police officer. The president, while speaking at the FBI National Academy in Virginia today, pledged to support law enforcement officers and condemned those who attacked them. During the presidential campaign, Mr. Trump pledged to sign an executive order as president that would demand capital punishment for cop killers. On Wall Street today, NASDAQ ending up 80 to 69.37. The S&P closed up 24 to 26.76. And good news for the Dow, gaining 143 to close at 24.652. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
OPD is still looking for clues related to the murder of a 19-year-old who was shot and killed outside an apartment complex last night. The shooting happened outside the Venetian Place Apartments on Commander Drive off Cimarron Boulevard. Investigators say it's an active case, and anyone with any information should call Crimeline at 1-800-423-TIPS. The Falcon 9 rocket had a successful launch this morning. The launch was performed on a launch pad that was reused after a 2016 explosion. In addition to being launched on a refurbished launch pad, it also had reflown rocket boosters and cargo craft. Between yesterday's and today's space news, it looks like the launch was less costly, which means we could be closer to commercial space flights. It's 76 and clear right now. Your weather details coming up in just a moment. And happy National Ugly Sweater Day. Check out the latest on our SRN News Update coming up. I'm Zwayne with your Answer News Update, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You still have slowdowns on I-4 starting in Longwood at 434 and past downtown Orlando, and clears up after the Millennia area. The 408 east and westbound seem to be fairly clear, with the exception of a little bit of a delay westbound on the 408, but that clears up right after the 441 as well, right around the Camping World Stadium. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about I-4, and then it continues slow and go until about Pine Hills. And the 408 east and westbound ramps are both congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Merry Mission Christmas traffic update.
It's a Merry Mission Christmas in Orlando with the 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. From loss of work to unstoppable medical bills, some Central Florida men, women, and families find themselves homeless, and not by choice. Our mission is to feed, temporarily house, and give the homeless a hand up. Here, take a listen.
My name is Alicia Palmer. I'm 29 years old. I'm a single mom of a 2-year-old little girl. Back in February of 2014, I found out I was pregnant. During my pregnancy, I ended up sleeping in my car. I had my baby November 7th of 2014, lost my car, lost my job, and that's when I heard about the mission. I came to the mission November 12th. I'm in discipleship, working in the kitchen, serving the people. I love to serve the people. I graduated from the Jobs Partnership Program. Y'all change people's lives every single day I walk in there. You've changed my life.
Your gift of just $45 will feed a homeless person 3 meals a day for the 12 days of Christmas. That's just $375 per day. $179 will feed a family of four. That's less than $6 a day. Donate in the name of your children, grandchildren, office staff, or company. Make a difference right here, right now. Call now, 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. Or go to MerryMissionChristmas.com. That's MerryMissionChristmas.com. Or you can text O-U-R-M to 41444. And visit Thompson Jewelers in Orlando or the new location in St. Cloud between now and December 17th. Tell them you listen to FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And Thompson Jewelers will donate 10% of your purchase to the Merry Mission Christmas Radiothon. Make it a Merry Mission Christmas this year.
Hey, we're live and we're back. Hi there. Hey, what, come here a second. Oh, she got to go. All right. Somebody just came in and dropped off some toys here. Excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah. And by the way, we had let me go through the business here first. Welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday. I am Christopher Hart, along with Pierce Outlaw and Joe Ferrero. We're all down here at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission for the Merry Mission Christmas 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon. And we also have with us at the table right now Tamika Geis. She's the Director of Development. And Victor Bertil, who's a guest here. And folks are coming in while we're sitting here and dropping off toys and things. And there was a call to the station asking, can they come down here and even get a tour? Yes, they can, but they got to get here fast. Because at 7 o'clock, we wind everything up here. So we're here until 7 o'clock live. And don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up. But do please come on down. If you can't make it down this evening and you do have some toys, new unwrapped toys you'd like to drop off, they can do that. Regular business hours pretty much any day, can't they?
Absolutely. We are actually having our Christmas extravaganza tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And so they can come by even in the morning to do it. The parents won't begin shopping until around 1 o'clock p.m.
Okay. And once again, this is at 1525 West Washington. 1525 West Washington. It's a beautiful building, pink and white building, pink and beige. And it's on the lake. And I'm looking out the window right now at the playground area out there, and I see the kids swinging on the swings and just having a really grand old time out there. And Victor, we've been trying to convey to the folks that this is what they try to do here is sort of make this a home away from home, so to speak. Is that a fair characterization? Is that what you feel like it is here?
Yes, most definitely.
And it's a stable home. As you said, you've kind of been bouncing around and trying to hold a family together the whole time. And that's tough. I mean, in this day and age, it's tough to hold a family together, period.
Yes.
And when you're couch hopping and stuff like that, it must have been very difficult for you.
Yes, like even to my family, I can't run to my family. They was like, they don't have it or they can't do it. They don't have enough space for me and my family to stay, stuff like that.
And then but when you get out of here, you're going to be back on your feet.
Yes, most definitely.
Because, as you were saying, Tamika, it's all about transforming people's lives here.
It truly is, Chris. What we try to do is when we pride ourselves in not considering ourselves a
Thank
shelter,
you.
But a home for our guests.
Thank you.
And so when people say the word shelter, when people think about the word shelter, I think the last thing on their minds is a place like the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. There was a young lady named Valerie. She came here about 2.5 years ago. Valerie came from Daytona by way of Miami. Her husband had his hours had been reduced, and finally he was laid off. And he told her to go back home to Miami. And when he found work, he was going to send for her. She got there, and she was there for 20 minutes when they told her she could not stay with them. And so she had $33 to her name, and she said, Lord, wherever this $33 takes me, that's where I'm going to end up. That bought her a ticket for she and her two daughters to Orlando. She got off at the Greyhound bus station.
John Young Parkway.
Right there on John Young Parkway. Went next door to the Subway and bought a Subway sandwich for she and her two daughters and a Coke and split it three ways. And she sat on the park on the bench not knowing what to do, in tears and numb, just being so hurt from not knowing Orlando. A guy approached her. And he said, are you okay? And she's like, no, I'm not okay. And she told him what happened. He said, there's this place called the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Let me see if I can get you there. He flagged down a city bus, and the bus driver allowed her to come to the mission for free, let her ride for free, dropped her off at our front gate right there. She came in her head, she had the stigma about what a shelter looked like, what it smelled like, the people there. And she was terrified, but she came through the front doors, and that night we usually have a wait list. That night we had one room available. That room was scheduled to go to a young lady, and she was supposed to occupy it at 3:30. It was now 6:30, and she had not shown up. The phone number that she had given was disconnected, and the contacts she were given were null and void. And so it just so happened that Valerie carried all the documentation and paperwork she needed to be accepted into the mission that night. When she walked into the room, Chris, she said she dropped to her knees because she could not believe how clean the room was. But she became, again, terrified because she saw all of the beds. And so she asked the case manager on duty that night, who is my roommate? And she said, well, you don't have a roommate. This is a private room. You and your daughters have your own private room, your own private bathroom. She asked her, was she hungry? And Valerie politely declined, which she didn't want to be rude, but her daughters said that they were hungry.
Of course. So, bless their hearts.
On staff that night was a work disciple, and he actually was trained in the culinary field. And they came downstairs, and in the refrigerator that night, he fixed them a meal. What she described was something fit for a king. They ate steak and potatoes and vegetables that night. She said it was the first meal that she's had in months that was that nutritious. And she said it was the first time that she's ever slept through the night. When I asked her, I said, so, you know, I know it was horrible being homeless and living in Daytona. And she was like, yes, you know, sleeping on the beach. And I was like, oh, man, that must be horrible, you know, in your car. And she's like, no, we slept on the beach, ant bites and all, for 2 weeks straight. Mm-hmm. It's heartbreaking. And when she came to the mission, she said it was the first night that she had slept in weeks having a good night's rest. But that's what we do. And we can't do it without the community.
And that's where you folks come in. That's where we come in, I should say. Please help us by making a donation tonight at 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. Or go to MerryMissionChristmas.com, MerryMissionChristmas.com. Or you can also text O-U-R-M to 41444-41444. Or visit Randy Ross on Facebook. Victor, were you a little bit apprehensive about coming here?
Yes, I was.
Was it the same thing the first night? It was like, wow.
Yeah, it was a big relief, a big relief. Like, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was, like when, like she said, it's not a shelter. It's actually a program to help people to outcome homelessness.
Right. And it, once again, folks, it doesn't happen all by itself. It happens because great folks in the community who can help out. And we can all help out a little bit one way or another. And if you know somebody that can also make a donation, please ask them to do so as well. And 888-234-8800 is the phone number for tonight and through Sunday night. So once again, this radiothon will carry on, even though we won't be here, you know, doing live shows the rest of this evening or tomorrow. We will be doing our show live Sunday, but it'll be from the studios, and we will be discussing this. But once again, between now and then, please do make a donation, and please help make this, you know, let's help make sure they do another 70 years, you know, because one way or another, the need's always going to be there.
Unfortunately, it is.
You know, it is. It's just, that's just the nature of life. Life is not meant to be perfect all the time. Right. I mean, and that in itself is perfection of sorts.
Yes, and you're changing family trees. So by doing this, you're paying it forward to the community, and service to your community is the best work of life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, we look at as the people that love and support and want to help the mission as investors. Instead of investing in a business, you're investing in people and in their lives.
Great
and truly transforming
it.
Their lives for the betterment, not just for the community, but for them as well. When we come into the mission, a lot of people look at the organization and they say, oh, man, you guys really have it all together. We don't. We still need the love and support from the community. We still need every single dollar, and we don't take any gift for granted. We really appreciate what people have done for 70 years. And as you said, we're hoping for 70 more. But it wasn't built just on asking alone. It was built through the work of people in the community that come in and volunteer, who serve meals, churches, schools, individuals, businesses, organizations, all of this. And again, it takes a village, and the community is the village to help these people get back on their feet.
Yes, and like any other business, there's a cost and a benefit and a cost and a profit. And the cost for the benefit of this to our community and for the generations going forward is minuscule given the benefit.
Yes, absolutely. And one thing that we always pride ourselves in is we have an open door policy. And so people want to say, I want to know where my gift is going. What am I investing in? We invite you down. We ask you and highly encourage people to come in, take a tour, see what you're investing in, see the lives, see the faces of these children that come in that are hopeless. Some of them arrived truly with just Valerie. She just had the clothes on her back when she came to the mission. And so through the community stepping in, through the community having input and having a say, they're the stakeholders. Yeah. And so they're telling us, we want to help. We want to bless others. When Jesus said, the least of these, what you did unto the least of these, you've done unto me.
Right.
And so making sure that we are taking care of our neighbors and ensuring that they have a proper place to come and invest their gifts and see lives transformed is, to us, one of the biggest blessings we could have.
Once again, folks, you can help make all this happen by making a donation at 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. And MerryMissionChristmas.com, the website, or, of course, visit Randy Ross on Facebook. There's a multitude of ways. And, of course, if you have new unwrapped toys for this Christmas season, you have until tomorrow around noon to drop them off here so that the parents can choose them for their children and make the preparations.
And what better place to re-gift things?
That's right. As long as they're new and unwrapped. Of course, the need here is year-round. So we're making this big push for the holiday season, but you know the need here is year-round. And I've been telling Freddie that I'd like to for the show to have more of a long-term relationship with the Orlando Union Rescue Mission here, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows? One day I might need the place.
Oh, but, no, Chris. You know, I like the fact that you did point out that we are year-round. A lot of people, and we appreciate every single dollar that comes through the door during Q4. However, we do operate year-round, and we can't operate. It doesn't pay for itself. So financially, we do need the help of people in the community to step forward and make a difference in the lives of our guests. But after Christmas, after Thanksgiving's gone, after Christmas is gone, and the presents have been unwrapped, and the kids are in their beds, and they're happy with their new toys, January, we start all over again. Start the campaign. And look for people who want to make a difference in the community. And so we offer not only an opportunity for kids, but families to come in and volunteer. So, again, I'm calling you out again, Chris. The Early Learning Center is calling your name. We need you to come and change these diapers of these babies.
A lot of people would say that's exactly where I belong, that's for sure. Boy, I think they had something different in mind when they said that. Once again, we're here. We're live at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. We're coming up on a break, but we, of course, will be here until 7 o'clock. And if you'd like to make a donation, drop it off here. Please come on by and do so. Or call 888-234-8800, 888-234-8800. Or go to MerryMissionChristmas.com, MerryMissionChristmas.com. And please help us make this 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon a huge success. Thompson Jewelers is chipping in a big way. If you make a purchase at Thompson Jewelers between now and the end of this this program, I mean the Radiothon, 10% of that purchase will go to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. So there's a whole nother way that you can make a big donation and be a big help. And it is a big cause, and they're doing big things here. So we'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdown start at Lake Monroe, and they continue all the way past downtown Orlando and clears up after the 441. Highway 50 is slow from the Orlando Executive Airport to about Pine Hills. You have an accident on I-4 eastbound right in the downtown area that's causing some slowdowns. And then you also have another crash on I-4 eastbound right before the 528. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Merry Mission Christmas traffic update.
Hi, this is Pat Williams of the Orlando Magic. It's a Merry Mission Christmas with our 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, raising money to feed and house the homeless at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Whether it's the loss of work, foreclosure, never-ending medical bills, some Central Floridians find themselves homeless and not by choice. Our mission is to feed, temporarily house, and give the homeless a hand up, bringing those who are hurting closer to Christ in the process. Here's how you can make a difference.
Thanks, Pat. Call 888-234-8800 or go online to merrymissionchristmas.com, or you can simply text O-U-R-M to 41444. Your tax-deductible gift goes right to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. It starts making a difference right away. For just $45, you provide meals for a homeless person for the 12 days of Christmas. That's just $3.75 a day. For $179, you can take care of a family of four for those 12 days of Christmas. And now until December 17th, when you shop at Thompson Jewelers, Orlando and St. Cloud, mention this radio station, and Thompson will donate 10% of your purchase directly to the Merry Mission Christmas Radiothon. Let's all make a difference and make it a Merry Mission Christmas.
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show live at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Thanks so very, very much for tuning in this evening, ladies and gentlemen. We really do appreciate it. Yeah, we know there's news going on out there. There's a big story that broke today on Drudge about Lisa Bloom and basically bidding war for accusers. And also the president spoke today at Quantico, the FBI school, for graduating local law enforcement officers. Powerful speech he gave there today, very supportive of law enforcement. And those things you can find on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook, as well as other things that developed today.
But and the tax bill.
And the tax bill is that Marco Rubio's on board. Mike Lee is on board. Corker is on board. So it appears as though it's greased. They marked it up today, which means that they gave the completed final version and presented it to all the House members and all the Senate members and to the media. So if you'd like to see it, you can go to the, I believe it's Senate.gov or one of those
locations. Yep, and it was posted at 5:30.
5:30 p.m. And they will vote on it. The vote is planned for Tuesday. And it does appear as though the tax bill will pass. But basically the whole world is going to have to wait for us tonight, because we're here at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission taking care of our little piece of the world, right? All right, the rest of the world will do just fine if we take care of our piece of the world here. And Tamika mentioned how that what your dollars do here is really an investment. because it's you're going to get returns from it. As we said, we're going to get good citizens in our neighborhoods, in our city. Victor Bertil and his family, as he's raising his children, in a family unit, they're going to have a much better chance for success in life, a much better chance to have their own families and raise their own children. And this is really what we're all about, ladies and gentlemen. And sometimes some of us need a little help, a little help up, a little help out. You know, this is a hand up, not a hand out, is right. What they do here. It is faith-based, and that's why it works so well. Is because it is faith-based. Were it not for that, I don't think it would work. I mean, so many other programs have been tried, government programs and other secular programs, and they just do not have the same success rate. And the key is Christ.
Absolutely.
And faith-based.
Yeah, keeping and God has sustained us for 70 years. That is a long time. There are nonprofits and even government programs
that have
come and gone, mm-hmm. and the mission is still here, transforming the lives of people that arrive here hopeless and hungry and tired. And when they leave the mission, they're equipped. They have the tools necessary, the things that they need in order to jumpstart or restart their life. And I look at it as a reset button. You know, when our guests come in and they have nothing, and to see them slowly go back into a routine of having dinner with their families, reading and playing to their children, not yelling at them out of frustration because they don't know what to do and they're taking it out on their kids going into the early learning center and the youth learning center, places that they enjoy going, and just being children, an opportunity just to reconnect as a family is so important, Chris and Pierce. And we are so grateful to the community for allowing this to happen. We could not do what we do without the help and support of the Central Florida community. So we're grateful. And for every dollar that's in here, it's invested into the lives of our guests.
And these guests that she's talking about and these folks like Tamika who work here and who volunteer here, folks, they are our brothers and sisters, literally. They are brothers and sisters in Christ and brothers and sisters in flesh and blood. And, you know, it's a family obligation to take care of our brothers and sisters.
That's what God commanded us to do.
And that's what Victor's, you know, that's what he's instilling into his children, his family values. And he was even doing it when he was couch hopping. Okay. He was being a man. He was stepping up. And he is to be admired for that. So, by the way, Victor, how's the food here?
It's awesome. It's awesome.
What's your favorite? You got a favorite?
The chicken.
Yeah?
Chicken.
They fry it here?
No, it's baked.
Okay, we'll take that. You get your own house, you can fry your own chicken. All right, once again, folks, please help us out. 888-234-8800 is the phone number. 888-234-8800. Merry Mission Christmas, merrymissionchristmas.com, merrymissionchristmas.com. And Dino, thank you for that contribution. Dino texted me. He made a contribution, Dino Rento Studios. And, you know, we could not do this show without our sponsors. So as the need arises, please patronize our sponsors. If you need a home mortgage,
Pierce. Patriot Home Funding, that's 877-377-8123 or myphf, like patriothomefunding.com.
And we got a commercial break coming up, so you'll hear the commercials for our sponsors. But once again, we thank all of you for helping us make this show a success, and in particular, the Orlando Union Rescue Mission 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon a success. 888-234-8800, 888-234-8800, merrymissionchristmas.com. We're coming back with another hour live from the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. In the meantime, folks, please make that phone ring, okay? And don't forget, at 7 o'clock, Larry Elder follows us up. And we'll be back Sunday night live in the studio. But once again, to end this thing with a big crescendo, I hope. Okay, we'll be right back.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 6 o'clock. the homeless and hungry in Central Florida with our Merry Mission Christmas.
I was facing eviction, lost my car, lost my job.
Give the ultimate gift for Christmas, food and shelter. A Merry Mission Christmas.
The Lord really worked in my heart. I also enrolled in the high school program. By the grace of God, I was able to get my diploma.
Welcome to a special edition of the American Adversaries Drive Time Live downtown Orlando at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission for the Merry Mission Christmas 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon presented by Thompson Jewelers. And now let's head out to the Merry Mission Christmas Radiothon Mobile Studios on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Here's Christopher Hart.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Just welcome to the show if you're just now tuning in. Thanks so very much. In any case, we are here, the American Adversaries, that is, live at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission for the Merry Mission Christmas, a 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon. This, once again, is being presented by Thompson Jewelers. And by the way, all the Thompson Jewelers stores here in Central Florida, that's Orlando, Winter Park, St. Cloud, the new one in St. Cloud, they are making a donation to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission every time you make a purchase there and tell them you heard about it on the radio. 10% of that purchase will go to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And, of course, any donation that you can make, we really do appreciate. So let me introduce everybody who's here at the table again. I am Christopher Hart, along with Pierce Outlaw. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday. And, Pierce, always great to have you, and I appreciate you coming down here.
Oh, it's awesome. I had never been here before. I must admit, when I pulled up here this afternoon in my car and parked, I did a double take. I was not expecting what I walked into. This place is beautiful, and there's a wonderful spirit here that you can't really quantify. You have to be here and experience it to understand it.
That's a great way to put it, is the spirit here. It's the spirit of love. It's the spirit of Christ. And it's being spread by the people who work here and the people who stay here. We have, once again, still at the table with us, Tamika Geis. She's the director of development here. Tamika, thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And Victor Bertil, who's a guest here. Victor, once again, great to have you, man.
Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. And also joining us now at the table is Freddie Clayton, who's the CEO around here. He's the big dog, as it is.
Chris, I think dog may apply. I'm not sure big applies. In any event, I am honored to be here, and I'm tickled to death that y'all would think to come out and do the broadcast from the mission, because we're big fans of American Adversaries.
Well, we appreciate it, and we've become big fans of the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. I must admit, I've lived here pretty much all my life. I was born in a little small town in Georgia, just like Pierce, but Pierce has been here a long time. I've been here about all my life, and never really understood all the great things that were going on here. So there's a little bit of shame involved in that admission, but I'm proud to be here and be part of this right now, because I now understand how much of a staple, this has been to in the sense that it holds things together. That this Orlando Union Rescue Mission has helped hold our community together by helping those who needed a little bit of help up and to get back on their feet so that they could then turn around and return the favor by becoming good citizens in our community and good Christians.
Absolutely.
And that's really what makes it all work. And that's what Pierce was talking about, the spirit of this place. I couldn't have put it any better, Pierce. But once again, this is all about you folks helping us help the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And primarily right now you can help us by making donations. Bringing new unwrapped toys is also great. If you can get them by here by 7 o'clock or drop them by in the morning before noon, that would be great. But also, of course, the donations are a big part of what this is all about. And you can make donations by calling 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. Or you can go to MerryMissionChristmas.com, MerryMissionChristmas.com, or visit our dear friend Randy Ross on Facebook and make a contribution there. All of the contributions, no matter how you make them, will end up right here. And we really do appreciate the Salem Media Group stepping up in a big way and Thompson Jewelers stepping up in a big way. I want to congratulate Debbie O'Brien, Pete Paquette, Courtney Shaw for doing such a great job these last couple of weeks. They have really been troopers in this, and I believe I could see a little bit of fatigue on Debbie's face tonight because she has been working really hard. All these folks have been working really hard to make this a big success, and Roger Franklin Williams also. But it's all up to you folks now. It really is. And time is running short. Now, this radiothon will run through Sunday, but please don't wait. Don't hesitate. And please make those donations tonight if you can, or as soon as you can. And once again, though, the need here is year-round. So let's make this an introductory thing. Not a, you know, once and done type thing. By the way, yes, I know there's a lot of news out there. The Lisa Bloom story is breaking today, and the president spoke at the FBI Academy today, a very powerful pro-law enforcement speech, and you have all of the other controversies and things going on. Well, we're going to suspend that for tonight, and I do hope you'll stay with us anyway and listen to the show because there's a lot of great things happening here you need to hear about. But we will be, of course, talking about those things Sunday night and going forward, and you can go to our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. American Adversaries on Facebook, where Kathy Santomassino has posted all of those stories up. So you can bone up on them, and we'll talk about them later on. But right now, we want to continue talking about this 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And Freddie, this past 2 weeks, we've got to know each other a little bit. And it's because of the spirit that Pierce was talking about that you've been able to develop here. And, you know, a lot of times when people are on hard times, it's hard to get their spirits up. And yet you've managed to do it here.
Well, thank you. We really, really appreciate that, Chris. That's one of our goals here, is to share with all our guests the love of Christ that we feel. And we do it in a way that we hope is evident in what we say to them and the way we treat them. I think Tanika will agree with me, it is a blessing to work here and to get to know guests like Victor. I say often that the biggest surprise that I've experienced in my 2 years here is also the biggest blessing, and that is the friendship I've developed with and the affection I've developed for our guests, and especially the guys like Victor, who've gone through some tough times and are now dedicating themselves to taking care of their families, to getting their lives in order. And you can see it as they change going through the program here. It is inspiring and encouraging to see them. And it's a great blessing to become friends with them. And the truth is, I didn't really expect that I'd end up being friends with all these guys. So when I go through the dining room, I walk through the lobby and I see them, it's a joy. And it puts a smile on my face every time. I'm not sure I have the same effect on all them, but it is a it is. It
Don't
is
sell true. Yourself short. Yeah,
you're nice, but it is. It's something I look forward to every day.
Let me ask Victor. Victor, have you and your wife made a lot of new friends here?
Yes, a lot of nice people,
and your children as well.
Yes, they love it here. They love like the school and the FLC, the Learning Center.
Right.
They, like, every time they go in there, they hug Ms. Graham, and they, like if they're your family, like, you treat them like family.
See, they're teaching great life lessons here, folks, for the adults and the children alike. And that you do it over at the Men's Center as well, correct? I mean, this is all faith-based, what the Orlando Union Rescue Mission does. It's all about Christ, and because that's the key. That's the key ingredient that makes it work. And Victor, let me ask you this. You said you came here about 6 months ago.
Yes, sir.
And will this be your first Christmas in a home environment with your family?
Yes, sir.
It will be.
Yes.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
And folks, we can make this a big Christmas for him, and it should be, because he's doing what a lot of guys wouldn't do. I gotta tell you, a lot of guys, Victor, they'd have bailed, man. Yeah, did you ever think about bailing?
I mean, I gave it a thought, but you got to sacrifice. It's what you want in life. Like, I want a better life and have a better. My children live a better life, better living, to have what support them the way I should and the way they need it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is courage. That is leadership there. and he deserves to have the help that the little bit of help that he needs. And then he's going to that leadership, that courage is going to be instilled in his children. You know, we often talk about how our community, our society comes apart, and it's mainly because our families are coming apart. Here's a man who is doing everything he can to hold his family together, and he's doing it. And all he needs is a little bit of help, and you can make it happen. 888-234-8800, 888-234-8800. And as Tamika said, they invite you to come down here and see for yourself.
Take a tour and see what you're investing in, Chris. But one of the things we still haven't addressed, I think that someone said if a caller would give $1,000 that Freddie would sing a Christmas carol of their choice. And so we haven't gotten that yet. So I'm excited to see if, as we end this radiothon, that someone would meet that challenge. And I would love to hear Freddie sing a Christmas carol.
In the interest of full disclosure, I believe the FCC may require this. I am probably the worst singer in the United States.
Well, then it'd be all the more worthwhile to hear it. All right. Some people would say they'd pay $1,000 to keep me from singing. So and at any case, any level of donation, certainly a $1,000 donation would be huge. And there is somebody out there who can do it. And you know who you are. You're listening right now. And you can do it. And all you have to do is pick up that phone. And believe me, when you hang the phone up, you'll nod your head. You'll go, I did the right thing.
Absolutely.
I guarantee it. It's a no-brainer. 888-234-8800, 888-234-8800, MerryMissionChristmas.com. And when you get up Christmas morning, Christmas morning, as we like to say, and I don't care where you are, who you are, you'll be thinking, somebody's having a better Christmas because of me today, and that's a pretty doggone good feeling. Right? And I always like to say, you know, I draw from the old Jed Clampett from the old Beverly Hillbillies TV series. He said a multitude of times on the show, the greatest joy of living is indeed the joy that comes from giving. Mm. All right? And it's because you feel it on so many different levels. You feel it because you know you can do it, and that's a good feeling. You feel it because you know you're helping somebody. That's a good feeling. I mean, it's just a win-win all the way around. 888-234-8800, 888-234-8800, MerryMissionChristmas.com, and Randy Ross on Facebook. And how many families did you say are here? Mothers and children and families?
Right now, Freddie, we have about 117.
134 living 134? Here right now, including 70 children, 17 and under.
So that's about 60-something adults, if my, my 60, math is
yeah,
right.
64 adults.
Okay, so that's 64 adults like Victor who are trying their best to hold their families together and do better things in life than just bouncing around. And that's why they're here. And they've come to the right place. God brings them here. It's like Tamika, you told us the story earlier in the show. What was the girl's name?
Valerie.
Came from Daytona.
Valerie.
With just a few dollars, and she spent her last dollars here on some Subway subs for her kids and a Coke.
Yeah.
She could only afford one Coke. But then God had an angel show up in her life, a man who knew about this place. And he was in the right place at the right time because God put him there.
That's exactly right.
And God delivered her here, folks. So helping this place out is helping God do his work. And believe me, he takes notice. And as I said, if it hurts a little bit, he'll take notice even more for you. Pierce, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And one of the things that strikes me about this place, you know, you think about who are the heroes in life. People say the guy on the silver screen, the actor, he's the hero. The guy who's the best football player, he's a hero. Those guys aren't heroes. Those are entertainment. The real heroes are sitting on either side of me right now. They give up a piece of their life to help society. And at the very core, that is what a true hero is. They are sacrificing their time, their effort, their lives to help others in the service to humanity. And the building that is our society is built one brick at a time. And these people are making sure those bricks are in the right place and serving the right purpose. They are the true heroes. We need to support them.
And I dare add, Victor is a true hero too. Because he stepped up and he did the right thing when it would have been easier for him to turn and walk away.
As so many do.
As so many do, folks. So once again, you know, if we're going to be true to the talk, we got to walk the walk. okay? And here's how we walk the walk. We help those others who can't walk so well for themselves right now, but they're aching to run. So help us help them get to that position. 888-234-8800, 888-234-8800, MerryMissionChristmas.com, or you can text O-U-R-M to 41444, O-U-R-M to 41444, or you can go to Randy Ross's Facebook page and make a donation there as well. And every donation, no matter how big, no matter how small, it will be noted in God's book of life. And we thank you so ever, ever much for it. So, okay, please stay with us. We're going to take a break. But once again, we'll be here live at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission until 7 o'clock tonight. That doesn't mean you only have until 7 o'clock to make a donation. But if you make it between now and 7, we'd appreciate that too. But once again, thanks so much for listening tonight. And please spread the word about the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. They do such great things, and it's just an honor and a privilege to be a part of it in just a very small way. And you can be a part of it, too, in a small or big way. And any way is a big help. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Give the gift of hope right now. Call 888-234-8800 or go online to MerryMissionChristmas.com. Or you can text O-U-R-M to 41444. Make it a Merry Mission Christmas at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, presented by Thompson Jewelers. Be the difference. Just $45 will provide meals for a homeless person for the 12 days of Christmas at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. That's just $3.75 a day. $179 feeds a family of four. That's less than $6 a day. Any amount makes a difference now here in Central Florida. Make it a Merry Mission Christmas. The 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, presented by Thompson Jewelers. Call 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. Or online at MerryMissionChristmas.com. And thank you.
All right, I want to thank Alfred and his wife Gloria for coming down. You know, Alfred is in our contests a lot, and he calls the show, and he's always got some great insightful things to say. He and his wife just came by and dropped off some donations and said hello. So once again, folks, you can do it as well. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. Come on by and say hello to us. Of course, you can make a donation by phone or on the Internet. The phone number is 888-234-8800 or MerryMissionChristmas.com. We're coming to you live from the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. I am Christopher Hart, along with Pierce Outlaw, Patriot Home Funding Friday, live at the Rescue Mission tonight. And we're speaking with Tamika Geis and Victor Bertil and Freddie Clayton. who are here at the Mission. And is this sort of a typical Friday night where you got kids coming and going and a lot of stuff kind of happening around
it,
here?
It is a typical night. As a matter of fact, on Fridays we do family fun night in the gym. But the gym has been closed down temporarily because we're preparing for this Christmas extravaganza that's gearing up for tomorrow.
I see.
So the kids have to wait just one Friday being away from the gym. And
well, I tell you what, give us a sort of a tour of the place here. Tell us what all is here.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we are able to accommodate single mothers, single fathers, single women, and in-tech families. And so their living quarters is here. We have the administration building here. We have a dining room where we sell three meals a day, 365 days a year. And as Victor talked about the chicken, you can catch all of us, including Freddie, eating something out of the dining room at some time or another. They really have really great food in there. And then you have your family home. So the lobby is where we're broadcasting. We also have a family life center that you attended, you said, some years back when they did the grand opening.
1999.
Yeah, so we have our early learning center in there. Those are for our babies 0 to 5 that Chris has promised to come back and change some diapers. And then we
some people say, I need my diapers changed every now and then, right?
We have our youth learning center for our school-age children, and there they have tutoring. They have a rec room, which is in our Jonah room. We also have a youth learning center lab, and so there they can academically increase themselves and to a higher academic level. They do reading comprehension, and then it helps increase, they have programs to help increase their short-term memory. Upstairs in the Family Life Center, we have our Adult Learning Center. So our adults that may have come in and they don't have a high school diploma, Chris, they can come in and get a high school diploma. All of the services that we offer and the programs that we have in place are absolutely free to the guests that attend. All we're looking for is a willing vessel, someone who wants to transform their lives, and they're tired of the revolving door of homelessness. They want to stop that, and they want to begin life anew, press that life reset button, and get a jump start with not only themselves but their families.
And see, that's the key there, folks. There's a pact here, okay? There's a deal here. The deal is you come here, we'll help you get back on your feet, but you got to want to get back on your feet. And a guy like Victor comes in here, and that's exactly what you want to do, Victor. I mean, this is a great place, but ultimately you want to be out on your own with your own home, don't you?
This is a great place to get your life together.
And that
resets your life.
And that's what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
But your goal, once again, though, is to have your own home, right?
Yes, to overcome homelessness.
And to have a yard that you get out and cut the grass and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, just have a house to play with my kids and be around my kids.
And he can do that, can't he, Pierce?
Yeah, and there's more to it than that. It's just it's a fact that he can take that for his kids, but not only that, he becomes a role model in his community, that he is a shining example of what can happen in redemption in God, that God brought him here. He gave him a circumstance.
Exactly.
He manned up. He overcame it. And he can take that spirit out in the community and spread it, no different than Johnny Appleseed spreading it. And then the Spirit of God waters it, and it grows.
Do you have a chapel here?
We do. Not too far from our Family Life Center, we have our chapel. We have chapel twice a day. Twice a week,
okay,
on Wednesdays and twice on Sundays.
Okay.
And so,
now, is that open to the public?
It is open to the public. We invite the community. We want them to come in and share the love of Christ. And so, what we do is on Wednesday evenings we have chapel service, but then we have chapel service on Sunday mornings and then Sunday evenings as well. At our men's home, there's chapel 13 times a week, Chris. So that's an opportunity for them to truly get the nuts and bolts of the word itself.
Okay. And all of this happens, folks, with our help. So please help us make the 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission a huge success. And believe you me, you'll be proud of yourself if you do. 888-234-8800 is the phone number, 888-234-8800. Or go to MerryMissionChristmas.com, MerryMissionChristmas.com. RandyRoss.com or Randy Ross on Facebook, Randy Ross on Facebook, or text O-U-R-M to 41444. And if you have a new unwrapped toy, you can drop it by here up until 7 o'clock, or you can drop it by here in the morning up until brand new. We'll be right back.
The answer.
We'll be right back.
The answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump is calling for the death penalty for anyone convicted of killing a police officer. The president spoke at the FBI National Academy in Virginia today, and he pledged to support law enforcement officers and condemn those who attack them. Republican Senator Bob Corker says he will vote for the sweeping GOP tax package. The Tennessee senator who opposed the original Senate bill said in a statement today that although the bill is far from perfect, the once-in-a-generation opportunity to make U.S. businesses domestically more productive and internationally more competitive is one we should not miss. Florida's Marco Rubio said to be on board now as well. That vote expected to happen early next week. And on Wall Street today, NASDAQ ending up 80 to 69, 37. The S&P up 24 to 2676. And good news for the Dow, up 143 to close at 24,652. This is SRN News.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Money raised stays here and helps the homeless right here, right now, through the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. It's a Merry Mission Christmas, the 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, presented by Thompson Jewelers. Make your donation now. Call 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. Or simply go online to MerryMissionChristmas.com. MerryMissionChristmas.com to make your safe and secure donation. Make it a Merry Mission Christmas for the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. As we're coming down the stretch for tonight's show, don't forget Larry Elder comes up at 7 o'clock, and we'll be back here Sunday night. But once again, we're here live at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. The American adversaries are proud to be part of organizations or fundraisers like this. You know, it's an honor and a privilege and a whole lot of fun doing this radio show. But, you know, we also take it very seriously that, we have a voice and that there are some people in the community, even an organization like the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, which has been around 70 years, who could use a little bit louder voice out there in the community. So we're proud to provide that. And you can help us increase that voice, you might say, by making a donation and help us make the Merry Mission Christmas, the 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, a huge success. This is being presented by Thompson Jewelers and, of course, all the great folks at the Salem Media Group, station manager Bill Files. We owe him a huge debt of gratitude because he made this radiothon possible. He also also made the American Adversaries in Drive Time, Prime Time possible. Matter of fact, if it weren't for Bill Files, the show probably wouldn't be on the air anymore. We probably wouldn't have survived. So I want to thank him and, of course, all the great folks at Salem Media Group. They are all true professionals in every sense of the word, and they do a great job. I mean, literally, Pierce and I, we just pretty much have to walk in, sit down, and start talking. That's about it.
Yeah, and we're good at that, right?
Yeah, we have been blessed or cursed, as some might say, with that ability. But I am here, Christopher Hart, along with Pierce Outlaw, and also with us today is Tamika Geis and Victor Bertel and Freddie Clayton. And once again, we're wrapping up the live broadcast for this go-round. I got a feeling we'll be doing more of these. But for this go-round, this will be the final live broadcast. But that doesn't mean you can't be a part of what we're doing here. And if you have some new unwrapped toys, you can drop them by tomorrow up until noon. And, of course, you can make a donation at any time, but we'd love for you to pick up that phone right now, of course, unless, of course, you're driving. Please do make a donation before Sunday evening. 888-234-8800 is the phone number, 888-234-8800, MerryMissionChristmas.com, MerryMissionChristmas.com. And this organization, the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, is a nonprofit organization. Your donations are tax deductible. They do not seek, nor do they accept, government handouts, because strings always come attached. You know, and the nice thing about going directly to you folks is that, well, there are no strings attached. But we feel that we're asking you to give money that we are obligated to make sure that you fully understand what happens to each and every one of those dollars. And not a single one is wasted, is it?
No. The funding that comes through the doors, when someone gives a gift and they sow into the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, Chris, they are sowing into a good organization, and it falls on good soil. We do not take it for granted. Every single dollar that comes through the door is utilized to the best of our ability. We truly have to be good stewards of what God has blessed us with. And for 70 years, we've done such. And so when people come into the mission, when they give to the mission, when they donate to the mission, not whether it be their financial contributions or their time through volunteering or their gift in kinds, the things that they no longer desire or want in their homes, that we come in and we pick them up for them. All of that is placed into our bargain store. That money that's sold, the items that are sold through the bargain store, that money is funneled right back into the programs that we have set in place for the mission. So everything that we do, truly try to be good stewards of what God has blessed us with.
And you know, God has blessed us with a fantastic economy this year, especially in the stock market. And many of you folks out there have investments in the stock market, have 401k plans or other investments, and you've had tremendous gains this year. And I encourage you, like Mike McBath, our friend and colleague, has encouraged you to peel a little bit of that off and send it over here to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. You can afford it. I mean, because you've had a good year. And it is sowing a seed. You know, I was up late, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and I was going through the channels and stumbled across a pastor. And he was talking about how many seeds we plant in a day in our lives, how many seeds we sow. And when we go to the store, and how we treat the person, the clerk at the store, is a seed we're planting. We're either going to be planting a seed that'll bear good fruit, or we're going to be planting something that won't bear good fruit. It's up to us. We have the ability to determine what kind of seed we're going to plant in every transaction, every interaction that we do. And it comes. And what he's saying is that when there'll be the sowing of the seeds, and then there'll be the reaping, right?
Absolutely.
So whatever you sow, you shall reap. And folks, this is a way to sow and reap something good, and that's by giving to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. I'd also like to say a few words right now about Pastor Dr. R.C. Sproul. He passed away yesterday. You know, Pastor Sproul has done so much for so many people all around the world, literally, and especially here in Central Florida. And a great deal of what they do, even today up at St. Andrews up here in Sanford, is help people out who need help. Yeah. You know, you got John Barros, who stands Sunday through Friday outside the abortion clinic downtown trying to convince women and men especially. He really gets on the men, because most men are not like Victor here. They don't want the baby, right? They don't want the obligation. So he convinces them that there is another way. And for those who look at him and say, but I don't have anything, I can't afford this baby, he says, we will help you. The people at St. Andrews will help you. And that's because of what Dr. Pastor R.C. Sproul set up. You see, he spreads the Spirit of Christ as well. He passed away yesterday, but he's left a great legacy and so many lives that have been touched in a positive way by him. And he's left such a great example. And we can follow through on that.
Yeah, we and what you probably don't know is that through St. Andrew's Chapel, they are here every single Tuesday volunteering in our dining room. They are faithful volunteers. They come here every week and they serve meals. When we did our health fair 2 years ago, they were one of the first churches to step up and donate the sneakers that we gave away at our community-wide event, Chris. So he has left a legacy, and he definitely will be missed. But I promise you, just because he's gone doesn't mean his spirit and his legacy will pass away.
No. As a matter of fact, it's the exact opposite, right? Because he has touched so many lives in such a positive way.
I wanted to ask Tamika and Freddie in particular, I think I already know the answer based on what I've seen tonight, but when people graduate your program, if you will, they come here, they find the firm foundation, no pun intended, and they move forward out into the world, how often do they come back and volunteer and minister the people here and show them the example of what they've accomplished?
I know Freddie's probably going to hone in on this, but it's so funny that you would ask that, Pierce. We actually, for our Christmas extravaganza, we have a former guest that was living here, Nancy. She's in the gym right now getting ready for the Christmas extravaganza. Ever since she moved out, she's been coming back every year at this time to help us prepare for this event. So we're very grateful. They come in all the time, and that's what we love to see. And the first thing that I've noticed with a lot of our guests when they leave, they say, oh, we'll be back, and we'll make sure we want to give back to what the mission has given us for the years that we stayed here. So we're very grateful to our guests that when they leave, they do return, not in the way that others would want them to, coming back, entering through the program. They're actually volunteering to come into the program. So we're so grateful when they do that.
And that is an absolute testament to the value of the program here. When you have people walk away and voluntarily come back and reinvest themselves into this program, that is a walking testament to the value and to the principles that are being espoused here.
Yeah.
We all need to pay it forward and support that.
Absolutely. Well, we're grateful, and we cannot do it without the community. We'd love to see our guests when they return. As a matter of fact, we should be seeing some tomorrow. They'll be coming in to help volunteer and wrap some gifts. But this is a time of giving. We know that Christmas, and we always hear it, oh, it's better to give than to receive. When you're giving to the mission, you truly are investing into the lives of the people that are here. And there's no greater reward to me, to Freddie, to all of the mission staff, when we see people that come in, they take a tour, and they say, you know what, yes, I will invest. I will help change the lives and restore the dignity to our guests and ensure that they have a place to lay their head at night, but they're also receiving the love of Christ through the entire time that they stay at the mission.
Once again, you can make that investment by calling 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. MerryMissionChristmas.com. MerryMissionChristmas.com. Any size donation will do, but for an example, a $45 donation will pay for three meals a day for 12 days for an individual for the 12 days of Christmas. $179 donation will pay for that same 12 days for a family of four. But those don't have to be the increments. You can choose the increment. You can choose the size of the donation that you can make. And there are some of you out there who can make very large donations, and we encourage you to do so. There are those out of you out there who cannot make large donations, but whatever donation you can make, we encourage you to do so. And all of you can certainly step up and pray for what they're doing here and for the great folks who work here and the great folks who have come here to turn their lives around. They are indeed our brothers and sisters, and they are our family. So, you know, when the family needs help, you help them out. That's 888-234-8800, 888-234-8800, MerryMissionChristmas.com, Merry Mission Christmas, a 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon. Once again, this is being presented by Thompson Jewelers and the great folks at the Salem Media Group. And once again, if you have new unwrapped toys, you can bring them by in the morning up until around noon. At 1 o'clock, they're going to distribute them to the parents. But once again, this is a year-round need, and they have the thrift store. And if you have contributions you can make to the thrift store, they will be sold and money used here too. Right, Freddie?
Absolutely. And one of the neat things about the thrift store, we call it the bargain store.
And where is it located?
It's at 911 West Central Boulevard, 911 West Central Boulevard, right downtown. And one of the neat things, you're right, we'll take almost any clothing, furniture, accessories that your listeners have, and we will make sure that it's available at incredibly cheap prices to folks who need it. But one of the special aspects of the bargain store that I didn't really appreciate until I got to work here is that the bargain store has become a community center in downtown Orlando. We have people who, customers who come in every day, not necessarily to buy something, but to see their friends. It's a safe, stable, secure, pleasant environment. People come in, our neighbors come in to get prayers because they know that we're faith-based and that we will pray for needs they have. It is such a really special place, far beyond just being able to sell items that folks need, the clothing and house furnishings and stuff like that. It's really a cool ministry.
Didn't you say that there's like handmade furniture there or something
like
that?
Well, we have what we sell, new furniture. One manufacturer, a major manufacturer of good furniture, sells us furniture at below their regular wholesale prices. We sell it there. We're not allowed to mention the name of them. It's an incredibly thoughtful gesture by the furniture manufacturer. We sell it there. It is top flight new furniture. We sell it with what for us is a small markup. And so your listeners, anybody wants to go down there, you can see this furniture. We can buy all pieces of furniture in their entire inventory, and you will save 30 to 50% on the price of the furniture, which is a remarkable deal.
All right. And once again, folks, you can't find a better organization to make a contribution to invest in, because they're doing God's work here and been doing it for 70 years. So they obviously have a great deal of success. And a lot of that is because of folks like you who make contributions, who volunteer your time. And and they invite you to come by. This is not something that they, you know, it's stirred away. They want you to come by. They want you to see what's happening. They want you to join them in the worship services. So I just heard some applause. Is there something going on tonight?
Yeah, we have one of the neat things about the mission. Over 70 years, we've developed these special events. Right now, a group of women have come in, and they are putting on a special event to pamper our female guests. The women who live with us are getting their hair done, manicures, pedicures, facials from these lovely volunteers who are doing this just to share the love of Christ.
I think we have more coming in, too.
It looks like we do.
Chris, anyway, we might need these back there.
Thank you very much, Pierce. I appreciate it. Speak for yourself, my friend.
Chris, I went back there, and they said I was beyond redemption.
I'm in the same boat
with
you.
Irredeemable.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take another break. Hey,
Hi.
Ladies. How you doing? We're going to take another break, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap up tonight's show. But we don't want to wrap up the radiothon. We want you to keep going with this, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this goes through Sunday night. So please help us by making a donation. If you've already made a donation and it made you feel good, do it again. You'll feel even better, believe you me. 888-234-8800. That's the phone number, 888-234-8800. MerryMissionChristmas.com, MerryMissionChristmas.com, or Randy Ross on Facebook. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
It's a Merry Mission Christmas in Orlando with the 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Presented by Thompson Jewelers, Orlando St. Cloud. From loss of work to unstoppable medical bills, some Central Florida men, women, and families find themselves homeless. And not by choice.
Hi, my name is Anna K. McCray, and I moved to the mission with my husband, Devon, and two beautiful girls, Amaya and Dominique. Before I came to the mission, I had just recently graduated from college in Missouri, and my husband had a job at a factory, and they closed down and they laid off everyone, and so we moved closer to family members, and we stayed with from couches to couches in family member homes and stuff like that. And then it got really bad. We was gonna get separated at first, and then I finally found out about the Orlando Rescue Mission, and they take family members. The mission just helps. If it wasn't for the mission, I don't know where we would have been. It's like we was living in our car one of the times, and I'm just thankful that the mission is there to help family like myself and other family members that has been going through situations that caused them to be homeless. To the donors, the sponsors, please do not give up on us, because if it wasn't for you guys, I don't know where half of us would be. Your gift is really appreciated a lot, and just thank you.
Not a handout, but a hand up. Your gift of just $45 will feed a homeless person three meals a day for the 12 days of Christmas. That's just $375 per day. $179 will feed a family of four. That's less than $6 a day. Donate in the name of your children, grandchildren, office staff, or company. Make a difference right here, right now. Call now, 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800. Or go to MerryMissionChristmas.com. That's MerryMissionChristmas.com. Or you can text O-U-R-M to 41444. And now when you visit Thompson Jewelers in Orlando and St. Cloud, between now and December 17th, mention you heard this Merry Mission Christmas Radiothon on this station, and Thompson will donate 10% of your purchase to the 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon. Our mission is to feed, temporarily house, and give the homeless a hand up, bringing those hurting closer to Christ in the process. Won't you help? Make it a Merry Mission Christmas this year.
Okay, once again, thanks so very much for being with us this evening, ladies and gentlemen. We really do appreciate you listening to the show, and we really do appreciate you folks who are making donations, and a lot of you are, and we really do thank you so very, very much for that. You're going to make this a much brighter Christmas for a lot of folks here at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, which is where we are, and we are live, and we're having a whole lot of fun here tonight. I see Courtney Shaw still hanging around. She's gathered up some kids, and out the door they go, her kids. All right, so Pierce, you had an excellent point during the break there.
Yes, so often you're talking about watching late-night TV, and you see the commercials for the charities on late-night TV, and so often they say, for a small donation of X monthly, you can help. So my question to Tamika and Freddie was, do you have a vehicle where if someone is so inclined and wishes to, they can donate monthly on an auto draft or a bill pay situation?
Absolutely, Pierce. We do have that option, and we have had countless number of donors to take us up on the monthly donation. They want to, again, invest in people, and they want to make sure and ensure that every month that they're putting into the lives and pouring into the lives of our guests here. So we do have that. It's called the Meals of Hope, and it's a club for our guests to our donors to come in and walk alongside us, partner with us, and give monthly to the ministry in order to ensure that lives truly are transformed.
They're making it easy, folks. Donate.
By the way, their website is ourm.org, correct? ourm.org. That's where you can visit them on a regular basis. And, of course, you can always visit them right here physically. And to make a donation, go to 888-234-8800. That's 888-234-8800, merrymissionchristmas.com, merrymissionchristmas.com. And remember, this drive, the Radiothon, 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, goes through Sunday night. Just want to remind you, we've got some great things happening tomorrow. Wreaths Across America will be placing the wreaths on veterans' graves tomorrow morning. You're welcome and encouraged to come out and help place those wreaths. You have two national cemeteries here in the general Central Florida area, one in Bushnell, one in Mims. Our very own Colonel Danny McKnight will be part of the ceremonies in Mims. But show up about 9:30. There'll be a ceremony, and then they'll be placing the wreaths. And then, by the way, if you've got your tickets to the Canterbury Retreat, I believe it's a sellout, but if you're out there listening, Pierce will be there tomorrow night.
That's right. I'll be there. Come by, introduce yourself. We're going to tie on the feed bag, and I challenge all of you to out-eat me. You can't do it. You will be eaten under the table. So I look forward to seeing everybody out there tomorrow night. My lovely wife and I will be there tying on the feed bag, and we look forward to some good fun fellowship and great wild game food.
And Mike and I will be participating tomorrow morning in the Operation Renewed Hope Golf Tournament at Eagle Creek Golf Club to benefit veteran homelessness. And all you have to do now is just show up. They still have a couple places. So if you just want to show up in the morning, tee time is at 9 o'clock, 7:30 for registration. And if you mention the American Adversaries, you can play with us for $75, and that includes lunch and everything. That's tomorrow morning, Eagle Creek Golf Club down by Lake Nona. But right now, and through Sunday, the 12 Days of Christmas Radiothon, the Merry Mission Christmas to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, is where we're focused. And I want to thank you for your hospitality here tonight. And I think I'm going to leave one of these boxes of donuts back here behind us.
Please feel free to take one. I don't need them.
But this, it really is a comfortable feeling here, a home-like feeling. And I can see it just in people's faces, and just talking with people like Victor down there. Victor, I mean, you look relaxed. You look like you're at home, so to speak. I mean, you really seriously feel that, don't you?
This is my home. Temporarily, this is my home.
It is your home.
Yes.
Well, God bless you.
And there's an aura here that I can't describe. It's an intangible that's in the air. You have to come here, see it, and feel it, and then you'll know.
You know, some people you can just listen to them, and you know they're happy when they're talking. And I hope you felt that when Victor was talking, because every time he answered me, he had a smile, and he's got it right now. He's had a smile on his face all night long, and. That it's not a forced smile. I can see the man is relaxed. And that's important, ladies and gentlemen, because he's raising three children. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
God bless you, my brother.
Thank you.
888-234-8800. Please call, make a donation. 888-234-8800. MerryMissionChristmas.com. MerryMissionChristmas.com. Randy Ross on Facebook. God bless you all, and God bless the Orlando Rescue Mission. Good night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 7 o'clock.